We want Texit to take place. Speaking of Texit, Daniel Miller joins me tomorrow, the chairman, president of the Texas Nationalist Movement. Very excited to talk to him. But I'm also more excited today to talk to Ted Harvey from the Committee to Defend the President, top of the third hour. It's going to be a good conversation because I'm sure that guy's got a lot to do with what he's going to do post the Trump presidency. Unfortunately, because that's what we're looking at right now. Is President Trump leaving office in a week? Unfortunately, I don't want that to happen, but the powers that be, pretty much the entire planet lined up against him. And this is what's going on. Now, of course, news of the day and the narrative that'll follow, they're going to keep talking about this this insurrection, although I will give the Associated Press credit because they put insurrection in quotation marks now. In quotation marks. So at least they're trying. They're trying to... Actually, no, they're not trying. They're inconsistent. I know some carpet-bagging reporters down here in the state of Texas. I'm sorry, the Republic of Texas. My apologies. Are talking about the increased police presence because they don't want a repeat of what happened on the 6th. Are you serious, lady? Of course, they're always going to bring it up. They're always going to push back on us unless we push back. And the problem is... is that we don't have anybody outside of myself, Mike Church, maybe the Jesse Kellys of the world, who are telling you, don't be afraid of these people. Don't take the path of least resistance with them. And feckless Republicans, yes, to the people that said it, I am repeating myself. Take the path of Lee. Oh, I condemn the Republicans. I condemn them. Remember when AOC would not condemn anything that took place over the summer? Just silent, went along. When Eric Swalwell was busted with Ching Ching Fang Fang, sleeping, by the way, he's a married man, father of two children, was busted sleeping with a Chinese spy. Nancy Pelosi attacked the press for bringing it up. Well, Rick, if we attack, they're going to say mean things. Spoiler warning, they're going to say mean things about you anyway. They're never gonna say nice things about you unless you dump on the Republican Party or conservatives. And even then, it's temporary until they can toss you out again. I don't know why Mitt doesn't get this. Mitt is just a glutton for punishment, a la Mitt Romney, who was a Nazi in 2012, by the way. Now he is the savior of the Republic. And of course, we have this nonsensical impeachment proceedings to just try and embarrass. And they're trying to do to Trump in a week what Trump did to them for 3.5 years. It's just petty. It's vindictive. And it's American politics. It's the establishment. It's the deep state. Going after Trump as much as they can for any reason. But hopefully you have seen that you're going to see post the purge. A lot of conservative, quote unquote, conservative thinking leaders intellectual thought leaders like Chernovich. I don't know why anybody gives that guy money. That guy has already fallen into the Biden camp. Tweeting out, oh, I like these Biden picks. And you friggin' idiots, I'm sorry if it's a little salty in the language, continue to support him, tweet him. Ah, Chernovich is a conservative. But no, he's going to dump you. He's going to be used to try and convince you of the legitimacy of the Biden regime. It's a hostile regime for the only reason that we were never allowed the 75 million people that voted for Trump. We were never allowed a day in court. One day. That's a hostile installation. And they wonder, why are these Trump supporters mad? Why are they Trump supporters mad? Because we were never, never given a day to at least air our grievances. But yet they continue to dig down. They continue to ban us. They continue to isolate us. They continue to run us off, or at least they think they are. History shows that anytime you try to isolate a group of people outside of a certain event in World War II, it doesn't really work for you. And if these people were so interested in unity, which they claim, then they would allow people to speak. By the way, I'm going to talk about this in the next segment. The FBI is the IRS of this administration. The IRS was used. Now, don't get me wrong. They'll still use the IRS. They'll still use the IRS to come after us. They absolutely will. It's just that the FBI will be the prominent department, bureau, through, you know, capital lettered organization, the alphabet soup organization. Oh, Wolfgang Alpha, thank you for the $10 donation. Look at you guys. You guys are kicking butt right now. I love it. If you got anybody else wants to throw in $2, $5, do it. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. Wow, well, this is pretty interesting. This is breaking news. General Motors has unveiled a flying car at the CES show. But don't worry, it's just, it was flying when it, you know, drove off of the pedestal. It just drove right off. It's flying! But back to what I'm talking about. The FBI is going to be used as the organization to suppress us. And I mean, suppress us. And that's what they want to do. Because this movement, which I don't like using, but this understanding that was tapped into by Trump, it's not going to go away quickly. It can't go away quickly. They can't suppress it. But they will try. Because it is tapped into this idea, this nonconformity. And honestly, the bottom line is this. It's tapped into the belief that I just want to be left alone. That's it. You shouldn't mess around with people that just want to be left alone. And they're going to say, and we're going to talk about it, this report, this anonymous report, that they're going to be armed protests at all 50. Yeah, okay. at all 50 state capitals and Washington, D.C. next week. It really feels like, and I'm stealing this from the person in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. So credit to you. At least you can feel better when I say it. It's using information about Black Lives Matter or Antifa infiltrating these movements as an excuse to go after you and me. To go after you and me, because that's what needs to be suppressed. The individual. As we've talked about with masks, masks suppress the individual. That's why Biden wants a mask mandate for, what, 100 days or whatever it is? But the suppression of the individual into the Borg collective is just the next step for them. And I really enjoyed Matt Gasper's interview with Mike Church this morning. You should definitely go to crusadechannel.com and listen to it. Where the United States with Trump was the last holdout in the Great Reset to China, which the Great Reset really does push everything to the Chinese. Of course, the Chinese already own most of the United States. It's just those last breaths of individualism that Trump embodied, especially with Trump calling out China.